We need to make education a priority again in New York State.
Senator Pana Pinto appearing at the Frontier Central School District in Hamburg with several area school superintendents. The discussion centered around a call to restore the Gap Elimination Adjustment funding, known as GEA, and a property tax cap. Many districts are dealing with big shortfalls. Frontier was highlighted as facing the most difficult challenges ahead. Pana Pinto noted the GEA has only been restored at 76% in Frontier.
This district has really faced the single most challenges in my Senate district.
And since 2010, Frontier has had $28 million withheld. We've had over 70 positions eliminated.
Frontier Superintendent Dr. Brett Apthorpe says more than $800,000 will be withheld from his district this time around.
We've had 55 student clubs eliminated. We've had 6 athletic teams eliminated, and yet our enrollment is flat.
Apthorpe explained his district suffers from educational stresses, with some class sizes of over 30 students in the middle school. The Kenmore-Tonawanda School District also faces a funding shortfall. Superintendent Dr. Don Morand is already in the process of planning to close 3 school buildings.
We're only seeing a 0.5% increase in foundation aid. We still don't have our GEA restoration restored. On top of that, we're losing $3 million from the Huntley plant closing. It's a perfect storm to be very, very stressed on top of consolidation.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.